Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called While We Can't Hug. This is written by Erin McLaughlin and Polly Dunbar. And I just want to say this story is for those of you who cannot hug the person that you love. For whatever reason that is. Now, some of you may remember we'd had a pandemic a few years back and we couldn't hug the people we wanted to hug. And some of you may live far away from people that you want to hug. And some of you have had people who maybe don't live near you or are sick or all kinds of different things. But it's comforting to know that there are things you can do while you can't hug. And this book is full of great reminders for that. So let's get right into it. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Oh, he's flying in.
I'm back.
I know exactly who you are.
You missed me.
I definitely missed you. Welcome back, Spyro.
I still can't put a smile off my face.
You've got a big smile on your face. I'm so happy you're here. Are you ready for your story?
That's what I turned into a smirk.
It is a smirk. He's smirking at me, guys. All right, here we go. Hedgehog and Tortoise were the best of friends. They wanted to give each other a great big hug. But they weren't allowed to touch.
Why?
Let's find out. Don't worry, said Owl. There are lots of ways to show someone you love them. Maybe they can't touch because hedgehogs are pokey, right? And
but the tortoise has a big shell.
And tortoises have a real hard shell, so you can't really put your arms around them very well either, could you?
Mm-mm.
It'd be really hard to hug those two animals. But let's see what they do. Hedgehog tried a wave. And that made Tortoise smile. I like being waved too, don't you? Tortoise made a funny face. And that made Hedgehog laugh. Okay, let me see your funny face.
Mm-mm.
You gotta do something. Oh, there's a good one.
I stunt that face every time I'm flying.
You do. As long as
it's not a daring battle.
Yeah, well... Surely not here.
When I'm just flying into my guys' bedrooms, I'm like, look the air.
Brilliant. Hedgehog wrote a letter, and Tortoise wrote one back. Writing a letter is an excellent way to show someone you care about them. And when Tortoise did a little dance, Hedgehog joined in too. We do like to write letters too. They make us dance. Hedgehog blew a kiss across the gap between them, and Tortoise saw it and caught it and kept it. Oh, I love that when somebody blows me a kiss. And then sent three back. Mwah. Do you ever send kisses to people long distance?
Well, I do send some to Master Eon since he technically raised me.
Oh, see, there you go. Tortoise sang a song. Hedgehog played along. Oh, that's wonderful. So we can see one person's going, la, 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 la. And then the other person is playing on the guitar to make music with them. They're like a band, huh? They both painted pictures so that everyone would know they were friends. They're matching pictures, right? There's like a beautiful rainbow, and they both are using the exact same colors. Perfect. Through rain and shine. And so we can see them. They did experience what looks like a great big thunderstorm. Not looking very happy about it. And then we can see them again, and the sun is shining down on them, and they look very, very pleased. They could not touch. They could not hug. But they both knew they were loved. Do you know what just occurred to me? I was trying to think why they might not be able to touch. And do you know what I came up with? Do you know what my idea is?
What?
Well, they're both animals that you might see, like, at a zoo, right? Well, what if they're in two separate zoo cages? You're not allowed to get into each other's cages if you're in a zoo, are you? No. And perhaps that's what it is here, is that they are kept separate from each other, so they're not allowed to go cuddling. And it also might be that they're both kind of pokey or hard to hug. And so that's just how it is. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they are very sweet to each other, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love that they are managing to be kind to each other, even when they can't hug. So the takeaway from this, our friends, is if you have someone that you love that you cannot see and cannot hug, then here's some suggestions. Write them a letter. Give them a phone call. These two animals did not call each other. Maybe they didn't have a phone. But we can. And you can also draw pictures for the person that you care about. Right? Mm-hmm. Or FaceTime them. Or what do you do? Kids Messenger? I don't know, whatever product you would like. But there's lots of ways to stay in touch and tell the person that you love them.
Phone.
Yeah. Use mommy's phone.
No, my phone.
Oh, Spyro uses his phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I use my phone.
There's lots of ways to say I love you to your friends. So whatever way you choose, we hope that you make sure you let someone know that you care about them today. And that, our friends, is...
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.